This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
And now, a look at local and regional news. Brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, you can visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The number of opioid deaths in Wisconsin have declined. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says the number of deaths dropped from around 1,500 to 500 deaths last year. The biggest reason for the decrease is people in jail now have access to opioid medication. Many deaths have been due to people overdosing after being released from jail, and incarcerated people without access to opioids often experience a decrease in tolerance, leaving them at greater risk of overdosing when released. Despite the decrease, however, more people in Wisconsin die from opioid overdoses than in motor vehicle crashes. Remember, if you or a loved one is struggling with substance use, you can call 211 anytime, any day to speak to a specialist about recovery. Wednesday, April 1st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. You can call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls Community to schedule your appointment. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin voters are already turning in absentee ballots for the April 7th election, but the early numbers are still well below where they were at the same point in the 2025 spring race. The State Elections Commission says just over 276,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, and about 54,000 have been returned. Early voting started Tuesday, and Election Day is April 7th. To see where you can vote early and what's on your ballot, check out myvote.wi.gov. The Dane County Sheriff's Office is trying to handle the spread of what it's calling misinformation regarding Ridgeland Farms. The agency released a statement this week more than a week after dozens of activists entered the property and removed dogs, resulting in multiple arrests. The Sheriff's Office noted it cannot refer animal cruelty charges against Ridgeland Farms until July because a court settlement gave the licensed research facility until then to stop selling dogs bred for biomedical research. The statement added people have a right to protest peacefully, but the March 15th event involved people committing crimes. Dane County mentioned it received several inquiries about Ridgeland Farms from across the country and beyond. And thousands of people are expected to take part in No Kings protests across Wisconsin tomorrow, with more than 100 events planned statewide. Organizers say the demonstrations are meant to push back against Trump administration policies. In Milwaukee, the main rally is set for Washington Park from noon to 3. Other bigger events are planned in Kenosha, Appleton, La Crosse, Green Bay, and Oshkosh. Organizers say they want the events to stay peaceful and focused on free speech. And Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore is pushing a bipartisan bill she says would help older foster youth build stronger connections with adults as they age out of the system. The Connect Act would expand mentorship and peer support through the Federal A program, and Ohio Republican representative is co-sponsoring the bill. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
A big day for Jake. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got out the bats on opening day against the White Sox. Bottom of the seventh. Two men on, two outs, and Jake Bowers at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call.
Bowers, a fly ball to right. It's got the height. Does it have the distance? At the wall. It sure does. A three-run bomb for Bowers.
The Brewers went on to win 14-2, the most runs scored on opening day in franchise history. Sal Frelick also homered Pat Murphy after the win.
Good strike ball, Sal and Bowers. Bowers doesn't hit that unless Lockridge gets down the line. He decided to say, look, I want to keep this inning alive.
The Brewers have the night off. They'll host the Sox tomorrow night. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin scored 4 goals in the final period to beat Dartmouth 5-1 in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers face off against Michigan State in the regional semifinals tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Partly sunny skies today, chilly and a bit breezy with highs in the low to mid-30s. For tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-teens. Warmer on Saturday with partly sunny skies, a high near 47, upper 50s by Sunday.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.